You know, Jackie, what's stunning to me is that we have Hamas using civilians as human shields. We have Hamas firing rockets into Israeli cities. We have Hamas digging tunnels that come up in Israeli cities that they can use, just as they did earlier this week, to send commandos in to kill Jews, to kill Israelis. This is something that, to me, seems pretty obvious, which side is in the wrong and which side is in the right. And yet we have some Hollywood geniuses who are inserting themselves into the debate. Rihanna now, for example, she's tweeting in solidarity with Palestine, Free Palestine, she writes. Selena Gomez on her Instagram is talking about pray for Gaza. It's about humanity. And now we have Penelope Cruz, who actually signed a letter with others that accuses Israel of genocide, which is a very strong word. What say you, Jackie Mason, about Hollywood and their injection right now of their opinion with regard to what's going on in Gaza?
Built-in, they have a built-in prejudice and hate towards Jews in general. All these people have never been in any way a friend of the Jews. They all come from basic anti-Semitic backgrounds. They're very ignorant, stupid, simple people. They can't read a paper. I don't even think they could read their script. There's always a girl following them around showing what's in the script because they can't figure it out. It's too complicated for them to put two words together. And they come from these kind of anti-Semitic low-class backgrounds where a Jew is the most disgusting thing in the world to them. And then what do you think happens? The ironic thing is that it's Jewish people who own these Hollywood studios, who are the bosses and the partners and the most important picture makers,
mm-hmm.
and they all hire these people and they depend on them for a living. Every penny is made from Jews, and they hate every Jew just by nature. They don't know why, because they never read a paper. They don't understand what's happening, because they don't. Whatever is happening in the world is none of their business. Talk to an actor about anything that happened 10 minutes ago they never heard about. They don't watch television unless it's about themselves. They don't have a conversation of bonuses about the next picture. If you say to them, there's a war going on, they probably never heard about it. If they know right now there's a war in Israel, you think they know why or what or the reason for it? Do they know that bombs have been, missiles have been raining on Israel every day for no reason anybody could think of, and there's any way to justify it? If they lived in a building and a bomb was falling on them every day, and if they tried to do something about it, do you think they would feel guilty? You think they would feel that, listen, there's a bomb on the building here, but that doesn't mean we should get destroyed. Let it keep bombing, because we could always move someplace else. But if it kills a few people, so what? I don't like my sister anyway, so she just passed away. Oops, my brother-in-law, the hell with him too. It's just not important, but bombs have to fall someplace, or they're falling here. You think they would enjoy it? You think they would excuse it? You think they wouldn't care about it? But as soon as it's on Israel, everybody hates Israel in advance, and mm-hmm. they don't even know why, and they just hate it. Look at all the anti-Semitism all over Europe. 6 million Jews died, and it's not enough of them. They're wondering why more didn't die, and they just sit there waiting for an excuse to hate a Jew. And if you ask them why, how do you justify the idea of bombs falling on Israel every day? And what would you do about it? They don't even answer you. They say, well, when these things happen, it's because it's their own fault. What fault? Why fault? They don't know and they don't care. All they know is it must be the Jewish fault. If it's happening to Jews, they deserve it. That's all they know. Yeah.